All right. Palm-sized shards of jagged steel jut from halfway up the walls of this large cavern. They emanate a dark green light. A set of natural rock columns support the chamber's ceiling, which rises to a height of 20 feet. A small tunnel leads to the northeast, and several branch off from the main cavern. Calcamedes is heading that way.
We make sure to stop him.
Yeah. Okay.
So wait, that's the only entrance. Do we see this?
Yeah.
So this is available.
Yeah, that is part of the cavern, and you're standing in it. The only the pit from the elevator shaft.
Okay.
That's the edge of the elevator shaft. I'll
do a perception check. Better. 16.
All right. Well, you're standing in a cavern with jagged things sticking out the roof. So
I have +9 perception. I mean, that's like decent.
Yeah.
Just rolling like trash.
Well, you're in a. There's nothing here. Do you want to move to the next room?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Heading on to the next room.
All right.
And I'm taking the lead. And I actually, at this point, in my other hand, I do have a potion of. Oh God. Deflection, that deflection bonus. Shield of Faith, there we go.
Ah, Potion of Shield of Faith.
In my hand.
Alright, so.
I'll be second.
If you're following Calcamedes. Okay.
I'll be right behind Calcamedes, actually.
Yeah, I'm probably. I'll
hold his leash.
Clanky human.
You have the leash.
I feel bad for hitting you with my arrows. Please take this handful of marbles as recompense.
I put in my bandolier and thank you.
What did you try to hand him as recompense?
Marbles.
Hey, I lost my marbles. Thank you.
I'm also quite impressed that a kobold knows the word recompense.
Hey,
he's quite intelligent.
I'm like a intelligence 15.
He's actually
smarter than the mage.
You're a kobold savant.
Nope. 14. Intelligence
still
14.
Still pretty
okay.
good.
All right. So, Calcamedes wants to go through that little thingy, and then once through, he wants to go that way.
Wait, which way? This way?
Yes, diagonally that way. And as you step around the corner, you see...
What order do you three want to be in? I'm guessing it's going to be like this.
There is a gnome standing over there, and he looks over and he says, "Wow! Hey! Over here!"
In common or gnomish?
In common.
Okay.
What are you doing here? And at this point, I motion for them to kind of come out a little bit as I'm scanning the area. It's like, hello.
Is he in a cage?
Is he standing in the middle of a circle?
He's standing in the middle of a circle. Yeah, so let me just describe the area.
Yeah.
This circular alcove buds off from the larger cavern to the north. An elaborate set of concentric circles inscribed in dull metal of different colors occupies much of the space within the room. And standing within it, you see a gnome who looks like this.
I am cursing in Draconic under my breath.
That looks like a trashy gnome.
You can pass the picture around if you'd like. It's not very large.
Sadly, I ask you, what's with you and gnomes?
I'm a kobold.
I thought you were supposed to be also refined and all that.
It looks like a trailer park gnome.
When I step around the corner, I'm going to be
They're all trailer park gnomes.
Okay. All right. So, I believe Montgomery asked him...
28 stealth.
What are you doing here? I mean, and he tells you... Okay. He's dressed in threadbare clothes, has an unkempt mane of fuchsia hair. All right. Just double-checking things. Yes. My name is Kothval. I've been trapped here for centuries. These ancient wizards called the Thrall Keepers, they were trying to use my fey magic to power some sort of hideous arcane experiment, but they left me in here, and then they left, and they died. So I've been stuck here forever.
Sense motive.
Dude, can I add a bonus for hating gnomes?
No, that'll actually make you think he's lying on anything he does.
Oh, true. 23.
Mm-hmm.
25. They were powering something with his fae, did he say, abilities?
Fae essence.
25.
Yeah, he seems to be on level as far as you can tell.
I look at him, what do these thrall keepers do? Like, I kind of point to our companion here.
Are they tend to do sleepwalking sort of magic? Because he's been drawn to this place.
No, I don't think so. Mostly they focus on imprisoning people and draining them of their essence and such. But, my God, he looks just like my friend. What friend's name? Johannes, the human adventurer. He was with me when I was trapped here 10 generations ago. And he got away, and he said he'd come back and rescue me, but he never did. I wonder if this is his descendant, maybe.
Here from the shadows, if we kill him, they won't be able to power anything.
Let's wait. I do detect magic. After,
okay.
That's like, just for shiggles, let me do a arcane spell failure chance. It's a 50 chance. Higher than 50, I pass. Great, I get a 62.
That's a difficulty without failures. And my spellcraft sucked.
My spellcraft was 16 plus 9.
Alright.
Thank you.
I would like some knowledge checks, actually. Yes, there is magic here. The circle is magical.
Abjuration, probably.
I would like... Let's start with knowledge local. Anyone who has knowledge local, go ahead.
That's 20. 26.
26
total.
23.
I don't have it.
Don't have it?
23.
Okay. Everybody except for Connor gets this. Any gnome trapped for more than a year should be vulnerable to the bleaching, an affliction that gnomes suffer over time when they fail to partake in new experiences and sensations. Yet Kofval appears to be perfectly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, knowledge planes.
I have this.
Plus 6.
Froth investment.
18.
17 plus 9, so 26.
26 for you?
Yes.
Get anything?
Didn't invest in it.
Oh, okay, so you get this one.
And you share it with us?
Another planes? Or Arcana?
I immediately turn to him.
Well, I got 18 on planes.
I'm at this point I poker face.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't change my expression at all, but I lean in. I kind of just like look. I just kind of turn my face away to where you can see and be like.
Is anyone else trying Arcana or planes?
Don't got it.
Anyone else trying Arcana or planes?
Oh, I shall do that. Arcana. 17, same as last time. 26.
26.
My bow is drawn.
So you said
mm-hmm.
not to trust him.
I would like you to position yourselves over there.
Alright.
Knowledge history, anyone?
I'll take
okay,
that.
Knowledge history. 12.
I also, at this point, I, like, plop off the cap
that.
Of the potion. At this point, my continuous ready to action is chug it back the moment.
Mm-hmm. Perception checks.
Put me
one.
Over here.
Okay.
At this point, I just would say... You can...
Actually, just a perception check from him.
At this point, I do chuck it back. I outright say,
okay.
you can quit the charade.
Eight.
All right, that's great.
You can.
I'm very pleased for you.
You can quit the charade now. As
I shoot him.
Yeah.
Can I have another planes or arcana?
Nat 20. 29. I'm just rocking it right now.
I'm shooting.
And another planes.
All right.
Oh, I know exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a great
okay,
idea.
Okay, you miss.
Yep, I got 19 on points.
I just straight up...
You
I, and honestly,
okay.
Don't touch him. He or she is stuck there, demon.
Mm.
Ah.
Ah! One more planes check?
Watch, I... Okay, 15.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I was on a roll, though.
But you were on a roll. So frustrating.
Well... Well, if it's any consolation, I like you more now that I know you're a demon.
I'm tempted about shooting the kobold.
At this point, get the gnome off, please.
Yep. Oh, I know what that is. Out of character.
Oh my god.
So,
who
what?
Here has cold iron weapons?
And he says, Ilvaster, take these fools down. And
what size category is that? Huge?
Yeah.
Huge.
And a small black dragon emerges from the pool over there. And we're rolling initiative.
Okay, sweet.
And this is about who kills us.
4. At least that's the. At least this is the time to get the nat 1. Mm-hmm. Let's use that up.
Yeah. From the sounds of, I just quickly say aloud, he can't break the. He can't leave the circle. Focus on the dragon. Although that said, probably get out of his line of sight in case he tries to cast spells through it, because I think he can still do that.
Right now, I'm staring straight at the dragon.
Yes, but I'm happy for a dragon encounter.
Baby dragon.
What color dragon?
Black.
Black. I painted that this morning.
It's a large black dragon?
It's probably a young adult, but I would know that because this is a...
You can make knowledge arcana checks.
I would love to. 2, 11, probably don't.
10. That dice is getting on timeout.
Agreed.
Okay.
That, yeah.
I talk to the dragon Draconic and I tell him you don't have to do this.
He does not respond.
It's a black dragon. I think I know enough to know that they kill
it's evil.
Yeah. Chaotic evil to the extreme
okay.
degree.
Okay, Galanon.
4.
Okay.
I rolled poor.
Indeed, you did.
On perception, not on perception though.
Arthur.
16.
Okay. Montgomery?
Flat 10. Kay. Also, I have a plus 3 to AC now because...
Bar?
13.
Kib?
17.
Roll again.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. 15.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, 19. So.
No, you just...
Roll. Oh, just roll.
Yeah,
15.
Just roll off.
Okay.
And then... Calcamedes... God. All right. So
how screwed am I?
You're last.
And the dragon is how many moves before me?
Well, first up are the baddies.
Yeah.
Followed by Calcamedes.
Oh, good. Of course he is. Of course he is.
He rolled well for once.
Well, he got us this far. Now he can die.
Charming. What? Okay. Gammon does not like you.
So who's
up? Gammon?
The sword.
The sword.
Of course he doesn't like me.
Hey, maybe you should throw
him
the sword
at the dragon pit.
Alright, we have two bad guys.
Alright, so, first up, bad guys.
I gained breath weapon.
Yeah, Cough Vol can't really do a whole lot of anything. He can't target you from inside the circle. And the dragon...
I'm gonna guess that he's trying to get over to there.
He's probably trying to get broken free.
Yeah.
Somebody just knock out the dude in red.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I have a sat now, but I think I have other concerns.
10, 15, 20,
25, 30. He can 5-foot step and blast me.
They do lion acid attacks.
Charge.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I get to him in a move, actually.
And it's a bull rush attempt. Provokes an attack of opportunity. And what is your CMD?
My CMD is 18.
18. Okay. Well, he has successfully bull rushed you, but only 5 feet. So
do I get an AO?
Yes. You can try and smack him. Perception checks all around.
22 to hit.
18.
14.
Yeah, 12. That's the third time.
Great. Yeah, 20.
22 hits. Roll damage.
2.
Well done. Dink.
You wanted perception?
Yes.
Right? Well, I got nat 20, so 29.
Yeah, he got minimum damage.
God damn it. The dragon is moving oddly.
Ah.
Probably like it's being controlled or something.
All right. So, and now it's Calcamedes. Calcamedes.
So I don't think I'll get my hidden attack bonus.
No.
Because he seems pretty well aware that I'm here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
5, 10, 15,
oh,
20.
God.
And attack of opportunity. Well, yes.
In all my studies, I've heard of this man. It's called Darwin.
11 damage. How many hit points does he have? Now I need to have his stat rock up again. Why did I do this to myself?
Darwinism says survival of fittest. Calcamedes is going to die.
Geez, that's a nasty looking demon.
Good thing I guessed right, and it wasn't a protean.
That would have been really stupid. No, I'm an angel. Oh, well, shit, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, really,
oh,
I'm
an
demon.
Angel. I'm still going to shoot you. Like, I'm still going to shoot you.
Come on over and free me. Church. No,
there
I'm a demon.
I really should have printed him out separately. Okay, so he's still alive. That's good.
Is he bloodied?
No.
Good.
However, he is going to keep staggering in that direction.
She's like, I'm going to have to save the idiot.
Okay. And then it is Kib.
I have changed my mind. I like gnomes more than this demon.
Yeah, that said, please keep that spot in front of him open. I'm going to have a word with this dragon.
Alright.
That said, you're a ranger, so we're range attacker.
Alright, so... What
you have you, that? You cannot shoot the dragon from where you are.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a rock in the way.
Okay.
Yes, rock pillar or something.
Alright.
Probably don't get too
is
close to that demon either.
Because he can climb on top of the rock.
Like, is it a pillar? Or that goes
to...
Okay.
So it goes to the roof.
Okay.
So you have to move around it.
Okay.
Probably...
Yeah. Alright. 5... 10... 15... 20. Alright. You know, there's a really cool stalker feat where you can hide just when there's any kind of a dim shadow that isn't your own.
Hide in plain sight.
Yeah.
One of the most coveted stealth abilities in the game.
Yes.
Speaking of things, now, this is your first time playing Pathfinder, I believe.
Yes, it is.
One of the changes they made is that your sneak attack die will now apply to certain types of creatures that it didn't before. So, you are eligible here.
Oh, I am?
Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't know you're there. If you can hit him, you can roll your hit and strike thingy.
Awesome.
Ooh, you okay?
You have a spare, right?
Yeah.
16.
Hits.
Alright.
Damage.
16 hitting a dragon?
Yeah, something's wrong with this dragon.
Well... Can I make another sense motive check at the demon?
Sure.
What's his expression right now? 21.
Frustrated.
Okay, so...
He's trapped in a circle. He can't come on here and
kill
us.
No, no. For instance, I was looking for that slight crack of a smile, thinking, yes, yes, they're falling perfectly into my plans.
Yeah, 18 damage on the dragon.
Wowzers. Okay. That's pretty good. Arthur.
Twenty and get one shot at the dragon. No, I don't.
Okay, how much did you get?
12.
Nope.
Why did you even bring weapons?
Why did you what?
Why did you even bring weapons?
Because
you're not
hope,
doing anything.
Hope springs eternal. You got how much damage did you do again? 18?
18.
18.
18
okay.
Damage. So he's taking 29 damage. So oh no,
you
he's taking 18.
The order
damage.
Of the digits.
Okay, so whose turn?
Now it is Bar.
Bar? Oh.
Hooray!
Wow, I was really low on initiative.
You're way down there.
Okay.
I'm going...
further down there.
I can move forward and hit him right now, so I'm going to.
Honestly, what you should do is just turn and go around and get into flanking position with me. Or him. I think it would probably be easier.
I should get around into flanking position. I get an extra bonus with it. With
yeah,
feet.
You can get around.
I don't know if I can get around him. And I probably can't bull rush around him, can I? Or
no.
Bull rush into him?
Where are you?
Right there.
Right here.
Okay.
You can definitely reach him.
Yeah, I can get to him.
I was thinking of bull rushing him, but... I'll just, I'll just go up and attack him, because I
okay.
can just move up there and do it from here, so... Nat 1. Let me try that again.
The barrels are going to see more use here.
Does 20 hit?
Yes.
So then it's not a crit fail.
Ah! That's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Montgomery.
Set. First off, I was right here.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't make a difference. But anyway, swift action, arcane strike. Moving up here.
Uh-huh.
And I poke the dragon.
Okay.
Poking the dragon. 19. Not a critical threat, but still hits, I'd imagine. So
yes.
27.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So where's my D8? Where did I put that D8? There it is. One damage. So 12 damage total.
Wait, correction. 13 damage.
One becomes a 13?
Seven from strength, because I'm two-handing it. Three from power attack. And two from arcane strike. So I have a plus 12 damage by default.
You know, I'm having flashbacks to that munchkin kobold you had.
Oh, that stupid little buzzsaw that I'm still debating the math on.
A 1d3 plus 13.
That I'm still debating the math on? Yeah, that one.
Okay. So how much damage was that again, total?
13.
13?
Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. But this is... Yeah. I'm two-handing a...
And it's Galanon.
He doesn't have any AO, so you can move however you want.
Fine. I run at it and hit it and go to the other side.
So
I do my acrobatics check.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so how's this dragon looking? Is he bloodied?
Oh, yeah.
29 on my acrobatics check.
Okay, make your attack.
Oh, damn it, it was a 17, so 24 to hit.
Yes.
5!
Five damage.
Okay.
Yes, but now I'm in flanking position.
Indeed you are, and now it is them. Kothval cannot really do much of anything. Calcamedes.
I need 3d4s. Somebody knock out the idiot.
He's probably going to get knocked out himself.
Nope, he has succeeded on his acrobatics check to move past the dragon. 5, 10, 15, 20. And
yeah, that's going to be a problem if he gets away.
Yeah.
Wait, so what did the dragon do?
Oh, the dragon. Hey, the dragon gets to do something.
Yeah, the dragon got to go before Calcamedes.
Yes.
Did.
Awesome. Yes, we should totally have the dragon do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to do something first, or?
All right, so let's see here.
I don't have to disengage and tackle a moron.
Well, this is what happens when a dragon isn't flying.
Let's see here. So, first attack against Montgomery, 26 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
I have 24 AC. I'm kind of amazed that he actually hit me. Oh, actually, crap, I forgot to do my bloody armor.
When you power attacked, mm-hmm.
So I gain 5 temporary hit points, which are about to evaporate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so you are taking a total of 13 damage.
Good thing I countered that.
Next attack is against Bar. 28 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that is going to be 8 damage. Next attack is against Galanon.
What do you get?
What's your AC?
19.
Confirmed critical.
Damn.
Yeah. Ouch. So, God, you rolled poorly on the damage, though.
Thank God.
So, 6 plus 8 is 14. Yeah, 14
damage.
Okay, I'm at 21.
Uh-huh. And then... I'm less than that.
The final attack is going to be against Montgomery.
Lord Montgomery.
26 to hit.
Yes, again.
Okay.
I boost my AC to Tariqin 24.
Uh-huh. You take 8 damage.
Ow.
All right.
Thank you. I'm not bloodied yet.
All right.
What's bloodied? How far down is that? That's
50%.
Yeah, I'm way past that.
Mm,
I'm way below 50%.
7. Okay. 16.
Hits.
All right. And, well, did it see me?
He's aware of
you. He's aware of my presence?
Yeah, so just the D8.
Two.
Okay. Order?
I'll pull a special arrow out. It is a tanglefoot arrow. I'm shooting Kamkaius with it.
You went with my idea, Batman.
Finally! Of course, this only gets touched. But that is a 23.
Yeah.
Yes, that hits. Does it do any damage, or is it just Tanglefoot?
Let me give you the exact...
He has quite obviously failed his reflex save when he rolled a 4, so... I'm assuming he's glued to the ground.
Yes.
What happens if you hit him with a second Tanglefoot bag?
He gets even more glued to the ground.
Yeah, it would probably be about 30 hit points of damage you have to cut through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me, I'm just content stabbing this dragon into oblivion. Dragons aren't really that scary unless they're airborne. Or underwater in the case of a black dragon.
With a tanglefoot bag.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a special arrow.
Totally it's a tanglefoot bag attached to an arrow. Yeah.
They found it.
Arrow, tanglefoot.
Okay, range such attack deals no damage or hits, but the target is splashed with a careful adhesive. It is a DC 10 reflex save, a 12 shrinks to break, and 10 points of slashing.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's stuck to the ground. And then it is... Unless you want to move, it's barred.
Yay!
A power attack.
Okay.
Yeah, 27 to hit.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel sorry for this dragon, but I don't. This thing's chaotic evil.
Actually, it's not.
What?
No, I've... Yeah, something's weird
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah.
So, 13 damage.
Yeah. It's dead.
Is it truly dead?
It is less undead than it was before.
Ah, it's undead.
Yes, it's a zombie dragon.
Zombie dragon.
It has a hat of disguise that makes it look like a live dragon.
Whoop! Who wants this?
Cuffball is... seriously pissed off and curses an abyssal.
Present arms!
And two giant hands crawl out of the water.
Fine. I step forward and just like, and I brace.
Okay.
And I do arcane strike.
Okay.
So, because it was my turn next, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Galanon?
It's Montgomery's
turn. I toss a tanglefoot bag at the idiot.
Okay.
He has a -4 penalty to dex, so essentially -2 to his reflex.
You roll a 2 on the reflex save anyway.
Just, okay.
So he is really truly glued to the ground.
Yeah. We should have done this earlier.
We needed to get to where we're going. Now that we're where we're going, he's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He wakes up. What time is it anyway?
Probably about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Sun comes up, he's going to be like, what
so
the
that was
fuck
going
am
on? And it's that easy. Dragon is dead. Cough falls trapped. These two are going to come up like this.
Are they charging?
Yes.
Okay, because of my brace, I roll an attack this.
Okay.
And this is a power attack, and I'm doing an arcane strike.
What are you doing now?
11, so 19 to hit.
Hold on.
I'm bracing. Essentially, I'm readying the phalanx against them.
Your power attack AOEing them?
Yes. You'll see what I do. Let me put it this way, that hand is not going to be there.
Yes, it hits.
Good.
You're very weird.
I automatically crit.
Okay.
Because of the brace feature of my... Oh, why did I roll that? Where's my
d8?
Trident has the brace feature. It's like a lance, but opposing the charge.
Yeah.
You have it as well.
Unless you stab it into the ground and hold it forward, and then it's braced into the ground, and when they hit,
it impales
it's extra sturdy.
It.
Yeah, so... Does arcane strike damage multiply?
I don't think so, yes.
Oh, God, so I just hit this thing for 30 damage.
Which one do you want to remove?
The big one.
Okay.
The big barrel.
They're actually technically the same size. I just happened to have two different barrels.
They
the
look like
size.
Hands, though?
Yes, giant crawling hands.
Weird.
I finally was able to brace against something. I'm so happy.
It's very sad when thing goes bad.
And one of them got auto critted, and the other one gets to attack you. And oh, so you've seen the Addams Family, right?
Yes.
You know how Thing can just sort of tap up and sort of hop on his fingers and look at you?
Yeah.
That's what it does. Okay. And it's Calcamedes. Calcamedes attempts a strength check to... Nope. He's still...
DC 17.
Yeah. He got, like, 3. It's Kib.
All right. I'm going to hide behind the pillar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hiding plus the 29.
Yes.
All right.
And you get...
Have to shoot it. Let's see. 13.
Miss.
Nope. Don't hit it.
Okay. Order. Bad angles.
Yes. I don't know if I can engage.
I got this.
Which one are you?
Oh, way in back.
No, you can move forward and stab it, or just... Mm-hmm.
Okay, dropping bow, pulling out the lance, and 20 feet is just enough where I can get over there and make one stab.
Mm-hmm.
17.
Hits. Roll damage.
I hit something! Oh my god. Damage.
How much?
One.
One?
Just one.
Dink. It might need a manicure after this.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You chipped its nail.
Bar.
Moves up and hits with a power attack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, you hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then,
Oh, I guess he... Well, how would you get there first?
You'd probably go through his space.
Go through his space.
So, like, right here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, how's it going, buddy? As I... wrenched the other one off my pike or my trident.
Mm-hmm.
14 damage.
Yeah. Squish!
How much health did those things have?
9.
So I severely overkilled it with that brace.
Yes.
You could have impaled both of them.
And had some left over.
Oh, what's that over there?
Alright. And now that we're out of combat and you're a little closer, everybody can see there appears to be an elven woman lying in the circle over there.
Are there the runes similar to the one holding the demon?
You should go over and examine them if you wish to know that.
I start up with detect magic as I approach. I'm like, guys, stay back a little bit.
No argument here.
It is definitely a circle designed to hold a creature in. It seems quite different from the one that is holding Quaffball in.
Okay, I'm slightly... So I'm doing a knowledge planes check, and I rolled a 17.
18.
The elven woman looks like this.
Okay.
And...
Okay. A little the worse for wear.
Yes, she seems to be unconscious, in fact.
Does she look stable, at least?
I draw my arrow of healing.
You have an arrow of healing?
There's a
speaking
feat for
of
that.
Healing, do you think I could get healing?
There is actually a feat for that.
Yeah.
Anyone?
I think
healing?
This would have been a lot more fun for me if there had only been 3 of you instead of 5.
Oh, yeah.
4.
Oh, yeah,
I need
22 hit points.
Okay. Well, there's 8 more.
6 plus 7. That's 12.
What were the results
7.
Of those knowledge planes?
17.
Oh, 7. 8.
That's good. I'm
all
full
right.
health now.
Well, there's definitely an elven warrior woman lying in that circle. If you'd like to make a knowledge arcana check on the circle.
Of course. Nat 20.
Total of?
29.
This particular one is a complicated circle. It has runes designed to contain creatures aligned with good and chaos, and it has positive energy wound in to keep undead creatures out.
So she's
so
a good person.
At this point,
so
it's like,
it
I look over,
chaos?
And is she wounded or just unconscious?
She is severely wounded and unconscious.
If you guys don't mind, she doesn't look like... She doesn't look like ugly Mephatso over
so,
there. And I say that extra loudly.
So the
so
circle keeps...
good
the circle
things
keeps
in.
Undead out and good things in.
Yes.
Yes. That said, I kind of... Now, I'm doing my best to avoid messing up the circle.
Mm-hmm.
But I walk into the circle, and I heal her.
Okay, well, do your healing.
Aren't you chaotic? No, you're lawful.
Oh, first off. No, I'm chaotic neutral. I pass.
So you're stuck in there, too.
Mm. I'm not an outsider.
Chaos.
That's it. 4 damage.
Four healing?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so you're still unconscious.
I do it again. Nat 20 on that. 8.
All right, her eyes flutter open. She says, who are you?
I could say the same for you, but just know that I'm not immediately intending to hurt you.
I'm very glad because I'm in bad shape.
I could tell.
So
who
yeah.
are you? A pleasure. Raz.
She's who?
Suliana. Specifically, Suliana the Luminescent. And as soon as she opens her eyes, you need to make a fortitude save.
Oh, goody. Am I about to go blind? No. I did roll fine, so 18.
Okay. All right. You are shaking for the next 2d10 rounds.
Okay. Wow. Should I take a step back? Oh. You should really turn it down.
I don't think she can.
I can imagine she doesn't.
So what is this?
Who are you? What are you?
I am a Gale Azata.
Oh?
That means what?
A chaotic good outsider.
Chaotic good outsider.
So 9 rounds. I'm blinded. Well,
not
staggered?
No,
staggered.
Hold on.
Yeah. I step out of the circle at this point. What happened to you?
I'm probably blinded too, since I have light sensitivity.
You're all the way back there.
What it is a gaze attack.
Oh, okay.
And it's a... actually, let's see here. She looks over at you.
Yeah.
And you need to make a will save.
Oh, boy.
You need an 18. Or better.
Is there a good or really
19.
Alright, you have not been instantly slain.
What?
I step back around
the Wait.
What?
I am an evil in this persona,
yes.
I am evil.
Wait,
yes.
Explain to me, what is this, how powerful is this outsider?
She's
super powerful. She can instantly...
CR-13?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Has a phase attack that instantly slays any evil creature of 5 hit dice or fewer.
Okay, yeah, you can instantly die if she looks even at you at all.
Uh-huh.
I walk over to him, smack him, and get back behind the pillar.
So who are you smacking?
Calcamity.
By the way, do you know anything about Dazed and Confused
here?
Over there? As I'm like still trying to correct
yes,
myself.
Yes, he was about to break free of his glue.
Yeah, he's probably been working.
I hit him with
glue.
Another Tanglefoot bag.
Oh, I kind of wish you could fail that saving.
Okay.
So, just so you could have had the pleasure of killing one of us?
Yes. Let's see here.
Quick, switch to your other persona so you don't instantly die.
Ah, yes, that would work. It totally would.
Yeah, I step back from around the corner.
Oh,
may
right.
I speak with you? And you see the scholar step out.
Right.
It takes 5 minutes to redress, so.
I felt
oh my
him
God.
Passing through the hills nearby recently and reached out to him in my distress. He must have been trying to get to me.
You've almost killed him, you good idiot.
Can I point... At
As
this
you,
point...
You hear this big yell from behind the pillar.
At this point, I turned to her and said, I'll be perfectly honest. You could have done a lot better. A far better on trying to retrieve in someone who has no regard for his life and possibly... And whose actions almost got me and my companion severely damaged. At that said, what's with you and...
Why are you here and a demon over there?
Yeah.
I came here a few weeks ago. The wards that were holding Koth Vaal in place were weakening. They're going to break in another few weeks. And he's like a CR-16, so you probably don't want him getting out.
You hear from around the corner, I'd rather him than you. Hmm? He hasn't tried to insta-kill me.
That's because he wasn't able to insta-kill you.
Right. There's all kinds of things that might have happened differently if you'd gotten into his... Circle.
Oh, I would have ran. The moment if that thing stepped over the line, I would have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could toss a kobold in there and see
what happens. Don't.
The kobold is small, and therefore
his
easily...
His draconic ally snuck up on me and pushed me into his ring. We fought for 3 days. I finally managed to get away and stagger in here for safety from the dragon. But unfortunately, then I was trapped and fell unconscious from my wounds.
For 3 days, did you by any chance see a man named Gandalf?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
no.
Could you release him from his spell?
Of course. Oh, I get it. Koth Vaal has interfered with my call. He couldn't hear me when he was awake.
Oh.
Can you just turn it off, please?
That's
yes.
Why he's only...
All right. So, you'll need to bring him into the circle or let me free.
What do you plan on doing if you're...
Two questions. One, what can we do with the demon? Because
I sense
I'm...
motive on this...
I would prefer to kill him outright, but I don't think that lies within our ability at this time. Certainly, I thought I was capable of it and was not. But, I can grant one of you the ability to banish him back to the Abyss.
All right.
We're game. Why
technically
not?
The only good person here is the one with the stick.
And she picks the good one.
Yeah.
I'm only one alignment step from her. But
have you shown any good seat? Even?
Yes, I've spared two people.
That's true. He did.
I spared two people. I treated her with relative kindness.
She picks you.
They try to kill me.
Hey. Lovely.
That I did not.
So she has granted you the ability to cast Banishment, which is, I believe, a 7th level player spell, once, and it has been juiced up, and Cothball is successfully banished back to the Abyss.
Alright. That said, I turn to, Mr.
Shadows
and... Mr. Shadows and Darkness.
I've already left.
Yeah.
No, I've already...
No, not you. I'm talking to Big Bad Ugly here.
Oh, are you
going to
go up there and, like, wreck control mechanisms so everybody else is trapped? That would be awesome.
No.
So she can't get out, yes.
Well...
That said, I do for her.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just get out and go, no, he's never leaving, and make it so, yeah.
Yeah, she does have the ability to teleport at will, so she can get out even without that. But
y'all might be screwed.
Yeah.
I would just climb up.
Yeah.
And then, I believe you left a rope out down there anyway. She would probably take it with you, but...
I have rope.
Can you shoot a grappling up 200 feet?
Yes.
No, you can
no I would climb up and then put it back, throw it back.
Okay, Calcamedes recovers. He is no longer sleepwalking. And he comes to and looks around and says...
Oh, on my way out, I was so tempted of shooting him in the back of the head.
Where the hell am I, and who are you people?
And why am I glued to the floor?
You've been asleep for 10,000 years.
I let him
check.
I quickly corroborate his story. Of course. Oh my God. We've been searching for a way to free you for decades. You're our only hope.
He rolled like a 6 on his sense bonus. Oh, how did this happen?
I succeeded in assisting him for a +2.
All right, 15.
Plus 17.
Yeah.
It became up 3 on the die. His sense bonus was not that great.
Bar looks at the two of these two and goes, no, ignore these idiots. You've been sleepwalking for like a week. And your companion, whatever her name was, asked us to try to help you figure out what was going on and free you from this.
From Magnemar.
Oh yeah, I want to go up. I'm going to go have a chat with her. It's like, you sent me into a place
Anyways,
where I was almost insta-killed.
He'll say, it appears that this woman here was trying to summon you to help her defeat an evil demon who was over there that we just took care of.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Listen, I'll be perfectly honest. I walk up to him and, like, hold him by a shirt. I am very tempted to throw you into that lake right now.
Why? What did I ever do to you?
You did absolutely nothing but walked. And you did nothing but walking through hell.
Who do you think you are, Frodo?
You did punch me in the back pretty good, and I don't feel great about that. You do seem to have some power to you.
I regret biting your ankles, the pathetic human. Have these marbles as recompense.
Listen, just take it. Just for the sake of everyone here, just keep
the marbles.
Thank you.
But anyway, is there... Actually, wait, there's a dragon in there, right?
Yeah, it's a dead dragon now.
It's an undead dragon.
Ah, yes.
I go... At this point, I start taking off my armor.
Uh-huh.
And I go down and start swimming around down
All
there
right,
for
so,
what I can find.
Each of you gets 1,347 gold pieces, and at the bottom of the pool, you find the remnants of what was once a vast treasure hoard.
3,070? Okay.
Yeah. 1,347 each. And then you find a Scabbard of Vigor, a Phylactery of Faithfulness, a Potion of Cure Serious Wounds, 5 polished pieces of amber worth 100 gold pieces each, and a +1 Vicious Greataxe.
You, I have something for you! Like,
great,
I live the
Greataxe.
I live the Greataxe from the water as King Arthur did.
I'm half tempted to take it,
no,
pick
it
up, and clunk you on the head.
No, I'm actually suggesting you take it.
The ugliest woman in the lake we have ever seen.
Okay.
That's by the way, sword. I believe this belongs to you.
It's also not a...
Gammon! Hey,
I
buddy!
I would hug him.
I'm really glad that these people kept you alive through all of that.
There's a way to kill him?
Even the stupid elf.
Yeah, you're not there to hear it.
Yeah,
He's not there anymore. He's left. Yeah, dude, buddy, you were just walking straight into all kinds of dumb things. You were walking off of cliffs and into bogs and through brambles. There were some bears involved, bandits, the works, man. You really gotta pay more attention to these things.
I agree 100% with what the sword has said.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the sword.
You have led us through quite a difficult path.
Yeah.
Well, I do apologize. I'm sure I didn't know what I was doing.
I should have thrown the sword.
You were asleep.
Anyway, turns
you were
to
trying
data.
To be summoned to do a greater...
Do we have to climb back out of here, or...
Yeah. All right, so I assume that given enough time and thought, you would find a way up.
Actually, it wouldn't take very much. You'd just get up.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here going, stupid
and,
fucking elf.
If you felt like, I don't know, camping here for the day and returning next night or something, whatever, it all works out. You have successfully completed the scenario.
Awesome. And I think...
And I
don't
can
you
get
have
back...
a mission to complete?
What? I
oh.
do.
He
oh.
does.
Yes.
I do.
Oh,
on the walk back, I could talk to him about his former days. So, you know, his former days of being a paladin.
Oh, I don't much like talking about those days, but I suppose you have helped me out. What is it you wish to know?
Well, it seems that, your continued strength has been recognized by the Silver Crusade, and they would like to extend an offer to, try to help you regain your former paladinship. If you're willing to work with him.
What's
yes,
the exact dice?
He's got two levels of rogue and three levels of fallen paladin.
Yes. I was told beforehand that he was no longer a paladin long ago, which is why hearing the sword was from the paladin ship was and he's still using it.
Also, yeah.
Broken sword to match a broken paladin.
Mm-hmm.
Both need to be reforged, I think. But anyway.
It is a tempting offer, but I will have to think about it. And thank you for conveying their message. Mission complete!
That's my last mission. I had to talk to him to offer him to be a paladin.
Yeah. Also, this time I'm not really reverting back to my clerk form, but I'm kind of am. Essentially, I start chatting with the Azada, asking her a bunch of things, like,
okay.
What's it like on Elysium and all that.
Yes,
yes,
and she tells you all about dancing in Tayberry and wandering the Painted Forest and assorted other places in Elysium.
Alright, but... that was
right.
Fun.
Alright.
So, well done, everyone.
We're back into daylight, so I'm dressed as a scholar, so I'm walking back.
Okay.